At Red Barn, our pet food ingredients work overtime. They aren't just there for show. Dandelion greens work to maintain a healthy digestive system. Salmon oil works to enhance the immune system. Green-lipped mussels work to support joint health. These hard-working ingredients support your dog's active, healthy life. Look at the label. We want you to. Red Barn Naturals Pet Food. Simply the best. Find it in your local pet specialty store. Visit redbarninc.com/coupon to save a dollar off your first can.
Blog Talk Radio.
Might be my friend.
Try the words unleashed. Tell the world what to speak.
Yup.
Try the words unleashed. Tell the world what to speak.
Yup.
Try the words unleashed. Tell the world what to speak.
Yup.
Try the words unleashed. Tell the world what to speak.
Yup.
You're in tune to Silent Words Unleashed. My name is Robert Drakes, and I'm your host, and we're broadcasting live from DCW Studios in Dallas, Texas.
Yes, you're listening to Silent Words Unleashed, and I am your host, Robert Drakes, and I'm here once again to do radio the way that I do radio. So tonight, our topic is there ever an appropriate time to hit a woman? And the reason for this show tonight is it's National Domestic Violence Week, National Domestic Violence Month. So we're going to get into this topic. It's going to get real deeper tonight. We put this out on Facebook earlier, and we had a lot of response to this topic. Is there ever a right time for a man to hit a woman? Tonight is Thursday, October the 22nd. We're broadcasting live from DCW Studios in downtown Dallas. And once again, I'm Robert Drakes, and I'm here to do radio the way that I do radio. The topic tonight is on the domestic violence front, and it's, is there ever an appropriate time to hit a woman? Once again, the lines are lighting up, so I know we're going to get a lot of input on this topic here tonight. So please, I want you to call every woman, every man that you have in your reach. If you have to text them on your phone, if you have to send them an email, if you have to call them, get them on the line, okay? Get them on the line. As always, I have Jackie with me here today. Jackie, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. We also have a couple of our other panel here. And you can hear Kendra in the background screening phone calls, so we have a lot of people calling in here. We have Aaron that's going to join us here, and we have Hayai that's going to join us. And hold on for 1 minute.
Who's the 817 number?
Okay, so we have Jackie with us. I'm sorry there, guys. We have a lot of things going on, so please bear with me. The lines are going crazy. Let me see. Hayai, are you there? Hayai, are you there? Okay, yes. Aaron, are you there, Aaron?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, and we also have Makita. We're going to get Makita patched in real quick, and then we'll jump into this topic. Makita, are you there?
I am.
Okay. Now, I'm going to ask you guys, no particular order, is there ever a right time for a man to hit a woman? Hayai, am I saying your name correct?
Hayat.
Okay, I'm sorry. You may have to correct me a couple of times here, but we're going to work on that. Hayat, let me go to you first. You're new on the show. Let me go to you first. Jackie, I know you're on the panel, but I'm going to work my way back to you. Hayat, is there ever a right time for a man to hit a woman?
I would say yes.
Oh, my
as
God.
A female.
Wow.
And the reason why I say that
is if she ever infected you with AIDS and you were unaware of it and she did it on purpose. That's my personal opinion. Any other time, I don't feel that there's a right reason. But if a woman knowingly infects you with a disease that will kill you, I agree. That's just my personal opinion.
Okay, and wow, I mean.
Beat her up, but I mean, I might have to slap her one quick time. I mean, if I was a man, I'd probably, I mean, it's human nature. I'm not saying punch her in the eye, but hit, slap on the face. That's just my personal opinion.
Okay. And someone, we're getting a lot of feedback from your computer, so if you can turn it down a little bit, or maybe one of the phones, if you can turn it down, because, and Hayat, I'm very surprised to hear that right off the bat, that the first woman we go to says there's an opportunity, or there is a right time for a woman to be hit. My question then, and we're going to move on to your other guys, but I have a couple of things that's coming in that I need to ask her. What does hitting a woman in the face, what is that going to do? I mean, at this point, you said if someone infects you with a disease knowingly, then you feel like
it's
at that point.
It's not going to make the man feel any better, but I'm saying that is the one time that I would probably say, okay, it would be okay.
Okay. I'm not saying
that it is, I mean, it's not right at the same time, but it's a reaction and it's something more acceptable. As far as if she just made you mad and hit you, that's unacceptable. I don't care. You should be the bigger person to walk off. But when your life and they've infected your life on purpose, it's a reaction. I mean, the same thing for a female. I don't feel a female should be hitting a male. I don't care who you are. But if they infected me with the disease, that would probably be a common reaction to me. I can hold myself, and I would not dare touch a man because of the reaction. But if they infected me with a disease that I know that's not curable, that would probably be a reaction to slap them in the face. So, I mean, do unto others as you would want done to you. So, I mean, that's just how I feel.
Okay. I'm just
there and sock him in his eye. Hold on, babe.
Okay, and I'm just blown away right there, real quick. But let's move on. Let's go to Aaron. Aaron, are you there?
I'm here.
Aaron, how do you feel? Is there ever? And hold on for 1 minute, Hayat. Let me say that's your opinion. I know there's going to be some people that disagree, but that's your opinion, and that's what this show is about. That's what this show is about. That's Solid Words Unleashed, and I appreciate you being honest. Aaron, let's hear from you. Is there ever an appropriate time for a man to hit a woman?
Absolutely not.
Okay. So you say? Okay. So just absolutely not. I mean, can you go into, or is it just absolutely not, period?
I mean, there are a lot of people that I've heard and I've seen. I've had friends and family who've had reasoning techniques, you know, women have hit them. But I have grown up in a household that dealt with domestic violence, and I've seen it firsthand. And I've not seen one positive outcome that could come from anyone hitting anyone in a relationship, but moreover, from a man hitting a woman. I know that a lot of women like to look at themselves as equals, and I do as well, but I don't see any positive thing that could be wrought from a man hitting a woman. It makes no sense. Actually, it shows to his lack of self-esteem, if you ask me.
Okay, so in no case, no instance, a man should ever put his hands on a woman. That's what we're hearing.
No. At the most, one should be a man should be able to perhaps constrain someone if a woman is hitting him or going crazy. I can understand a man constraining her to stop that type of thing, but never to strike a woman. That's idiotic.
Okay, and I do agree. There's a difference between hitting someone and restraining someone.
Exactly.
So once again, Silent Words Unleashed. You are, it's your opinion, it's a real snapshot of life, and it is what it is. So we appreciate your opinion, Aaron. I want to thank you and Hayat for joining us tonight. I want to make sure that you both stay on the line. We will keep your mics open so you can participate in this conversation. So feel free, once I get everyone to state their case, we'll start the open dialogue, and, you know, I want you to give your opinion when you feel the need to jump in, okay?
Thank you, yes.
Okay. Now, let's move on to Makita.
Yes, sir.
Makita, let's hear your point of view. Is there ever an appropriate time for a man to hit a woman?
I don't believe that there is.
But there is one caveat.
Okay.
First of all, I don't believe that a woman should buck up to a man like a man and not expect to get beat down like one. Okay.
Okay.
First of all, I've seen many cases where women get up in men's face, they're ready to punch, slap, kick, to try and kill somebody, and not expect for them to even retaliate, restrain them, or even have a reflex action to punch back. So,
okay.
You know, I mean, and also, you know, going into that as well, you know, I think a lot of women expect or do things on purpose sometimes. I'm not going to say all the time, but I do say that sometimes they do things on purpose to say, yeah, I want you to hit me. Go ahead, hit me. I've heard many women get up in a man's face, say, yeah, do what you're going to do. Hit me, hit me. And they do that to either, one, emasculate the man, and then also to get them in a position to where they have something that they can hold over their head and call the police
okay.
and be like, yeah, he hit me. But at the
okay.
same time, they're egging him on.
Okay.
I'm one of those people that are like, look, I'm not going to give you a reason to hit me. It's never going to be a reason that you should. I'll never give you one. So at the same time, if you are going to put your hands on me in any other way that's not a loving way, expect for me to try to kill you. Like, it's really that serious. And I think that men know who they can and can't do it to.
Okay. And once again, I appreciate you unleashing your silent words. That's your opinion, and that's what this show is about, being real. We have Darnice that's joining us. Welcome to the show, Darnice. I have your mic open. We're going to move on to Jackie, and then I'll come back to you. Jackie,
yes.
Let's hear your take on, is there ever an appropriate time for a man to hit a woman?
Absolutely not. I'm going to agree with everything that Aaron said. I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly.
Yes, you are. It's Aaron.
There is never a time. And, you know, this is National Domestic Violence Month. And so I'm hoping that just by the topic that we are speaking of those men that just come in just because they had a bad day from work, they want to come in and go upside their wives' heads or because they came in drunk, whatever the case may be. I believe that's what I'm hearing the topic is, and I'm not hearing the topic as, you know, because a woman stepped to a man and you know, it's just there's never a time that a man should put his hands on a woman. A man has always been the stronger of the two sexes, and before he would put his hand on a woman, he should be man enough to just walk away. And if that woman wants to fight, then he needs to just get out of the relationship, because there's no good comes from a man putting his hands on a woman.
Okay, and I totally agree. But we're going to get into some of my opinions here later on. Kendra, I have two more people. Let me say this to the people on the line. If you want to join the conversation, you have to dial 347-855-8358. That's 347-855-8358. I see a lot of calls coming in. We're going to work our way to you. You have to push 1 to signify to us that you want to talk, and we will work you into this conversation as soon as we can. Please bear with us. Darnice.
Yes.
Are you there?
I am.
Okay. Darnice, same question. Is there ever an appropriate time for a man to hit a woman?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I just think men can walk away from the situation. I don't think that a real man is not going to put his hand on a woman.
Okay, so you say a real man is not going to put his hands on a woman. So that takes it to a whole nother level. Is there anything else that you would like to add, or are you just saying no, he should walk away?
I'm saying no, he should walk away.
Okay. And once again, Silent Words Unleashed, that's your opinion. We respect your opinion. And let me just put this on the record for everyone that's calling in, because I have a lot of first-time people that's dialing in tonight. We believe in freedom of speech. We only ask that you are respectful of everyone's opinion, because it's just that, it's their opinion. This is an opportunity for us to enlighten each other, to see what other people's thought process is. This is an opportunity for us also to educate each other. I'm real big on, my goal is to empower and motivate our people so that we can all bring about a change. I believe change is going to come from the bottom up. Everyday people changing the world one person at a time. So that's what this is about. Domestic violence is Domestic Violence Month. I think that domestic, and the president signed a bill to authorize Domestic Violence Month. I believe that's the way it is. If you go to silentwordsunleashed.com, we have some links there about domestic violence. We have been criticized all day on Facebook and some of our other social networks about what about if a man, should a woman hit a man. We did focus on domestic violence in a whole. Our first topic tonight is the domestic violence that goes towards women. We do know men are abused as well, but I believe there's a higher number of females that are being abused and that stay in those relationships. So tonight we're focusing on, is there ever an appropriate time for a woman to be struck, to be hit for any reason? And we see that there is there are some on both sides, okay? So let's go back to, let me see, Hyatt, I think, fell off the line. If you can dial back in, because we really want to keep you involved in the conversation. Let's go with Amanda. Amanda, is there ever an appropriate time for a man to hit a woman?
In self-defense, if someone's trying to hurt you, then you can't just.
Yeah, make sure you speak up a little bit for us, Amanda.
I'm sorry. In self-defense, if somebody's trying to hurt you, there's no point in standing there being injured. If you need to defend yourself, then defend yourself. You can do that without, you know, totally destroying someone.
Okay.
So, like, you don't have to beat somebody to the ground in order to defend yourself. But if you had to knock somebody away or something like that, you know, or somebody could be coming at you with something, you know, when you say somebody's trying to hit you, they could have an object in their hand. Whatever you need to do to make sure you get out of that situation alive, you know, without overkill, I think is okay.
Okay, so if someone is harming you, then you should be able to defend yourself.
Yes.
Correct? Okay. And bear with me, because I have information coming from every direction right now, you know, because people really want to get some input here. I'm hearing something about a scholarship. There is a scholarship that can be awarded, and some people are listening live, so they want me to cut away and read that. Hold on for 1 minute. LJM, does this scholarship have anything to do with domestic violence, or is it just a college scholarship, and is it listed on the website? Okay, I have it. We can go to the website, Silent. When you have a chance, I want everyone to go to the website. It'll be posted up shortly. But anyone that's out there that's in need of a scholarship, there's a $1,000 college scholarship that will be awarded. The deadline to apply is February 1st, 2010. There's a link on the website that will tell you what you need to do. The minimum requirements is the applicant must be Afro-American and have a B or a 3.0 average or above and be graduating from a Texas public high school in 2010. Okay? So let's make sure that you have an opportunity. That's a great opportunity for a young man or a young woman to be able to attend college and have a $1,000 scholarship. So let's make sure that we take advantage of that. Okay? And this is presented by the Texas Caucus of Black School Board Members. Okay, so make sure, if you have an opportunity, if you have a child, I know this is kind of off the subject, but we have to make sure that we're taking advantage of these situations. It, once again, it's listed on the silentwordsunleashed.com website. If it's not there, it will be there shortly, okay? So bear with us. Now, back to our topic here. We have a couple of different opinions. We have some people that say you should never, ever, ever, and I have another one, Kendra, put your hands on a woman for no reason. You should walk away. At the same token, we have a couple of people that say women shouldn't put their hands on men, and a man should be able to defend himself. Here's the deal. I know we're saying that women want to be treated differently or treated the same. I know it's also stated that a man should walk away. He should be big enough to walk away, okay? I said that to say this. What happens when the man is trying his best to walk away and the woman, like someone stated, is constantly bucking up to him, putting herself in a man's position? It was stated on Facebook today that he should go ahead and tell her to shut up. But as a man, who am I to say you need to shut up? Is that going to help the situation or hurt the situation? But at the same time, if all my words, all my prayers, God, please let her leave me alone, are not working, what choice do I have?
Get out of the relationship.
To get out of the relationship totally?
Yeah.
But what about at that moment? This is Aaron talking.
Go ahead, Aaron.
If ever you're in a position where you say that you're trying to walk away, that there's no trying to walk away. Either you walk away, you leave, or you don't.
Exactly.
And so there's no I'm just please let her leave me alone. I mean that's a wasted prayer in my viewpoint, because if y'all are into it and it's to the point where you're about to strike her, you're doing the responsible thing, leaving for the better of both of you, because if the police are called, both of you are dealing with a horrible situation.
Yes, and I do agree. I do agree. We have another one of our panel members that's joining us, Terrell. Terrell, the topic tonight, is there ever a right time for a man to hit a woman? Let's hear from you.
Hey, you put me right in the fire, dude.
Yes, sir. I put you right in the frying pan.
Right off in the frying pan. That's a hard one to ask, because my personal experience, I have, smacked a woman. When I was younger, I can say I'm a violent woman beater, but sometimes they mouth just won't shut up.
I didn't hear that. Say that again.
Sometimes their mouth just won't shut up, mine has always been circumstance. It's certain things women shouldn't say to a man. Men talk bad to women, but it's just certain things that a woman shouldn't say to her man. To me, constitute sometimes might need to get smacked in the mouth.
No.
That's just my opinion.
Wow. For simply saying the wrong thing?
Is there certain things a woman shouldn't say to a man? It'll hear hard. In the wrong context. It's certain things that a woman shouldn't say to a man.
Can you give an example?
Give me an example. Thank you.
It's
yes.
Let me give y'all a prime example, man. I just got on the line and I jumped right into a hot topic here. my example would be like.
Yeah, this is Robert. I was talking to Luther to see if we want to go ahead and put you in the mix tonight.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, you still there? We want to hear you, brother. Go ahead.
It's just something nice,
What is she talking about, your mama?
Nah, that don't bother me. It's certain things she say about me.
Well,
she might call me a
Wondering when was the first time that you what was the first thing that triggered that reaction or response from you?
Hold on, let me ask you a question. How old are you?
I'm 26.
Okay. What you saying? You saying my daughter. So you ain't never hit a woman?
I've never hit a woman.
Me neither. I've smacked a woman. I ain't never hit a woman. I've smacked a woman.
I've never smacked a woman. I just wanted to know when was the first time you felt that urge. Or that what triggered that first reaction to do that?
Like I said, I smack you if you say the wrong thing to me. It's whatever you say to me is obviously offensive to me.
Do you remember the first time that happened?
It don't matter. It's what you say to me.
Well, what did the woman do?
What did the woman do?
Yeah,
I don't get with it. See, I'm trying to say I'm a woman beater. I'm not a woman beater. If you come wrong, I will smack you. What's wrong with that? Y'all smack me? Y'all get mad and throw my cell phone out the window, cause a woman to call me. You get mad and cut my clothes, huh?
But I didn't put my hands on you.
What's the difference?
We didn't put our hands on you.
You put your hands on my partner's pocket, right?
Well, you should call the police. You should call the police.
I did. I called the police.
Okay, well, you shouldn't be putting your hands on anybody.
I said it when it's appropriate. Sometimes it might be appropriate.
It's never appropriate for you.
Have you ever seen an example of that way of problem solving that, you know, has led to you doing it? That's what I wanted to know. What influenced you to choose that route? Versus, you know, not smacking someone when you feel offended.
I wanted to know what led you to choose
smacking a person or physically doing something to a person when you feel offended, whether it's a male or female, versus maybe another course of action.
What you trying to say is that did I grow up in that situation? Is that what you're trying to ask me?
No, I'm just asking, did something influence
you? Is that what you're trying to ask me?
Well,
if you grew up in it,
that's what I am asking you. I'm asking what influenced you.
Don't sit around the bush with me. No, it ain't grow up in there.
Okay. Let me jump in here real quick. Everybody take a deep breath. I want everybody to remember, this is Terrell's opinion. Well, I don't want you guys personally attacking Terrell. I don't want Terrell personally attacking anybody else. This is just a snapshot of life. We have to agree to disagree. Okay? Once again, you're listening to Silent Words Unleashed. My name is Robert Drakes, and I'm the host, and I'm here to do radio the way that I do radio. We're broadcasting live from DCW Studios in downtown Dallas, and the topic tonight is there ever a right time for a man to hit a woman? We've heard from both sides. Some say, no, you should never put your hand on a woman. Some people have stated that it depends on what the woman is doing. So there can be a time where a man has to do what he has to do. We've also heard that if he's restraining her, that's different from hitting. We've also heard that sometimes a woman tries to push a man to the edge. Okay? Let me just say this. I've been in situations where I told a woman that I wouldn't hit her. And it did seem like from that point on, she tried to do everything in her power to see if that was true or if she could make me out of a lie. I have 3 sons. I don't want my sons ever putting their hands on a woman. But I have sit down and talked to them and said, don't ever tell a woman that you won't hit her. Don't ever make that statement. because from my experience, it seems like it's that don't push me because I'm close to the edge. And that's just my opinion. Doesn't make it right or wrong. I agree that I should never, ever, ever put my hand on a woman. Have this ever happened? I have to admit, yes, it has. With that said, I want to introduce a person that's on the line. Her name is Carolyn Thomas. Carolyn, I want you to introduce yourself, and I want you to give us your point of view on if a man should ever hit a woman. Is there ever an appropriate time for a man to hit a woman? Carolyn, are you there?
Yes. My name is Carolyn Thomas, and I am a domestic violence survivor. I don't think that there is no time appropriate for a man to hit a woman. I don't care, you know, if she's screaming and yelling or provoking him. I think if he's a real man, like the lady said earlier, he would just walk off. Because a man is always stronger than a woman. So, no, a man should not put his hand on a woman.
Okay, and Carolyn, once again, I appreciate your courage for everything that you've had to go through. I do respect your opinion, but it's one thing that I disagree with, right?
Right.
Is at least twice I've heard that anyone that puts their hand on a woman is not a real man. And I don't totally agree with that. So if one of the ladies on the line, you or one of the other ladies could explain to me, or even when I heard one of the guys say that, what makes that person not a real man? If he couldn't control his temper, or if he felt like he had exhausted everything. I'm not talking about a man that just comes home and had a bad day and I'm going to beat my wife senseless. I'm saying a man that was defending himself, a man that exhausted or felt like he had exhausted everything in his fiber that he had to not put his hands on a woman, and she just would not stop. Why is he not a real man?
Either you're going to leave or you're not going to leave. If you're going to stay there, yes, you're going to end up probably putting your hands on her. But, you know, like we said, if you're going to leave, then just go. Leave the house, wherever it is you are, leave that vicinity and go to another area.
Okay. Now, and Carolyn, I'm going to play devil's advocate with you here.
Go ahead.
I believe that 99.8% of women cannot whoop a man if he really is trying to defend himself against her, because men are structured, we're stronger than women, right? Now, I also know that point zero or point two, I've seen women actually beat their husband up or their boyfriend, right? So my thing is just as he can walk away, why can't she make a conscious? Why do women want us to be able to control ourselves more than they can? Why can't she just walk away?
Say that again. She has a problem.
Okay.
She has a problem. They both have a problem. I mean, you know, that's a situation if they're married. That's for marriage counseling. If you're dating, I would suggest you just go your way and he go his.
Okay. And I agree. Cool. I agree that a man should be able to control himself, but we know in many situations they can't. Let me take a pause for the calls here real quick, and we're going to jump right back into this conversation. Once again, if you want to participate, I see a lot of people on the line, and maybe you're just there to listen, and that's fine, but if you want to participate in the conversation, please push 1 that will signify to the staff here that we need to screen the call and get you worked into the conversation. That number that you dial is 347-855-8358. 347-855-8358, and you push 1 to participate in the phone call. On a positive note, and this is listed on our SilentWordsUnleashed.com website, there's a couple of things that's happened this weekend that we want to make sure that you have an opportunity to participate in, because in this situation, and any situation, we all need to praise God. The Barnabas Church is having its 14th annual choir musical. It's at the Barnabas Baptist Church. It's sponsored in part by the City of Dallas, the Fruitdale Recreation Center, the Barnabas Community Institute, and the Barnabas Church. It will be held at the Barnabas Church, and this is this coming Sunday, October 25th, 2009, at 6 p.m., and the Barnabas Church is located in Dallas, Texas, and that's 3210 Lentfield in Dallas, Texas. We'll have music ministry, spoken word, singing, and praise dancing, okay? It's a benefit concert as well, so we want to make sure that you bring a non-perishable food item, a toy, or a clothing item so that we can bless the people in the community that need it. Once again, it's sponsored by the City of Dallas and also the Fruitdale Recreation Center, the Barnabas Church, and the Barnabas Community Institute. My producer, LJM, was Luther J. Mitchell, Jr., is the Minister of Music, and the theme is Grateful. So let's make sure that we support this wonderful opportunity to praise God and give back to the community. If you have any questions, please go to silentwordsunleashed.com. SilentWordsUnleashed.com, and you can get the information on that and the information on a lot of our sponsors, okay? I can say like the lady on the show, Google me, Silent Words Unleashed. You'll find us, all right? Now, right back into our conversation. Jackie.
Yes.
What makes a person that strikes a woman for any reason not be a real man?
I wasn't the one that said that it makes them not a real man. I think that's just an opinion. Because I guess it maybe makes them less than a man. I don't know, but I'm just of the opinion that I'm sure a woman can walk away. And a lot of times that's really why we have this Domestic Violence Month, I'm sure, is because we as women, we always feel like we can change a man. And we feel like if we just hang in there, eventually it's going to get better. But it never gets better. It always gets worse. And I think that we as women, we need to walk away. We need to get out of the situation. But we wouldn't have this Domestic Violence Month if it was because women were whipping men's asses all the time. That's not the situation. It's more men beating up on women than women beating up on men. And I also want to say this. I don't think that we were attacking Terrell. If he feels that way, I want to apologize. I think we basically were just wanting him to give us some examples. And he may have felt like we were attacking him because he just came on the show and he was, you know, called to the mic, and then he was beginning to ask a bunch of questions. But I'm saying this on behalf of everyone involved. We apologize, and we were not attacking you.
Okay, and I don't think Terrell was feeling attacked. Terrell's a big boy. He's a grown man. And we know
no,
about him, boy, so, you know. But I was saying that from the standpoint of the viewers that may be listening. Here's the thing, Aaron asked the question. Aaron, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, Aaron, I want to come to you, and I'm gonna have a conversation here, and everybody can join in as they feel needed. But I want to say this: Carolyn Thomas is on the line, and she stated already that she is a survivor of domestic abuse. Carolyn has a story. Her and another young lady. Carolyn, what's the young lady's name that's in the story with you?
Yvette Cade.
Yvette Cage?
Uh-huh, Cade.
Okay, Cade, okay. It's in this month's Ebony book. It's in this month's Ebony, and it's on page 98. It's a testimony, okay? If you have an opportunity to read that story, also, Carolyn is listed on our website at Silent Words Unleashed. I want you to be able to go there, and I want you to read up on Carolyn and her story. And also, she has a foundation, and we need to all do our part in getting support for this foundation because it's a worthy cause. and we all need to do our part. Now, let me say this, Aaron. You asked Terrell a couple of questions about, you know, what made you do certain things, and I want to jump in, and I can just say from my standpoint, my biological father and my mother, right, the last time I remember them being together, my father was had my mother pinned down on the couch, and I hope she doesn't mind me sharing this, but I'm going to use this. He had her pinned down on the couch, and he was choking, right? This is the last time that I remember my mother and father being together before she filed for a divorce. And he had her pinned down on the couch, and he was choking. And I was standing there, and I could have just stood there and been shocked, but I went and grabbed him and pulled him off on the floor, and she was able to get up and both of us leave the house and make a phone call for someone to get us. Now, the thing is, I'm saying it to say this, Aaron. I have to make a conscious effort not to strike a female if I'm angry. And the thing is, there has been times in my life when I was younger that I wasn't able to beat it. I'm not proud of it, but it's the truth. It's Silent Words Unleashed. It's 100% truth, okay? It's a demon that I have to fight against on a daily basis if I'm angry, okay? I've learned that if I'm upset, just to hold my peace and be quiet and walk away. I've also been in situations where I tried to walk away, and a person pursued me, and I said, leave me alone, please leave me alone. Please leave me alone. Will you please just leave me alone? And it's still yada, 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 like Makita said. You want to hit me, blah, 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 you do what you got to do. You do what you got to do. You do what you got to do. And I'm real big on being not being disrespected. So the thing is, you know, will you please stop? And there were situations where I just couldn't overcome it. That doesn't make it right. Right? I have daughters. I have three daughters, and I don't want anybody putting their hands on them. But just as I don't want anybody putting their hands on my daughters, I don't want anybody putting their hands on my son. A lady stated on my Facebook page, if you go to my Facebook page, you can read along, and she said, if somebody puts their hands on my son, I'm going to help them up. So the thing is, we as men should never put our hands on a woman. Women should never put their hands on men. We have to agree on that. Carolyn stated that there at some points, you know, when the, you know, the men should walk away, and I asked why can't the men walk away? I mean, the woman walk away, and she said, you know, they have a problem. But I want people to know that some of the men have problems as well. Doesn't make it right. Okay, so Aaron, let me hear your take on that.
Well, thank you for inviting me on through Facebook. That's how I learned about it.
Okay.
But I too, the reason why I asked the questions that I did, I grew up in a home where domestic violence was normal, at least for the years that my mother and father and mother and stepfather were married. I can literally say, I've seen that you said you pulled your father off. I pulled a knife from my stepfather. And so I can honestly say that I've seen some things that I can thank God made me stronger. But what I have learned over the short time that I have been alive, I don't take it for granted that I am younger, but for the short time I have been alive, I really take strong hold into responsibility, the ability to respond maturely, I guess you could say, with maturity. I do not have to approach the same situations when I encounter different problems with the same response. I don't have to do that. I have an option. And I understand I suffer with anger issues myself, and I understand when you've been in positions and situations with not only women, men and women, period, where you wanted to act in a very physical way. But there has to be a point and time in one's life when you make a conscious decision before you even enter a relationship, that you've made your boundaries, and before you get to that level, you yourself will just go ahead and exit the situation, whether it is physically as far as from in the house or the room or location, or it is physically within the relationship. I personally know I'm a widower myself. My fiance died when I was 19 years old. And there were times when we got into it, and there have been times since then I've been in relationships where I have been so confused I didn't know anything else to do but to punch a wall, this, that, and the other. But I have learned there are different signs that lead up to that point. Before any man or woman decides they're going to strike each other, there are signs that someone has to be well-versed in. And I can honestly say I know a lot of people are not fortunate enough to have had positive influences or been in environments where they could have seen these signs, recognized these signs. And some people can only tell the story after they survived it, whether they've been the abuser or the abused. But at the same time, we have to get the message out that there are signs that are leading up to domestic violence, that we can look at those signs, get out of those situations before they could end to a possibly deathly consequence. I mean, I know that although someone says, well, because I've been disrespected, respect is a huge word, because if you've been disrespected, you can disrespect yourself by your actions.
And I totally agree.
And so I take personal responsibility, meaning the way I'm responding, when I feel that I have been slated, I feel that, you know, someone is not hearing my side, I feel that, you know, my nerves are wrecked, someone is, you know, on my back, I'm trying to exit the situation. But it takes a lot of courage to say, you know what, I'm not going to disrespect myself to the degree that this woman or man will have any reason to say that I put my hands on them, because I look at how we look at children on the playground, and if we can tell children to play nicely, the least we could do for ourselves is try to have enough couth and restraint to know our issues, know our anger problems, know our limitations, and try to act accordingly. And if we are with someone who cannot recognize our effort to do that with ourselves, then we need to take the responsibility of ourselves to say, you know what, I'm out of here. This is not a relationship I don't need to be in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Go ahead, Jackie. I hear you chiming in there. Go ahead.
All I said was I totally agree with everything.
Mm-hmm.
That
I totally agree.
Okay. And Aaron, it's a hard pill to swallow. But everything you said is totally in line. I agree with it. I admit also that I was wrong, as every man should be able to be a man and admit when he's wrong. But I want both parties to accept the responsibility, the man and the woman. Okay.
I totally agree with you. You are absolutely right. And I believe that if men on their part, on our part, when we enter relationships, that we can be men enough to say, I don't care how fine she is not for me. And
okay.
I see that this is not, you know, we did make mention, I think Jackie, I believe that's her name, made mention that women say, well, you know, we try to change the men. I know a lot of times when men have done everything possible to try to make the situation acceptable, livable, and good for the woman so that she would just simply act right and so we could have some freaking peace in the house.
Mm-hmm.
But it's sometimes we as men have to beat the bullet and say, excuse my French, I don't care how good the stuff is. You know, I don't care how fine she looks. I don't care, you know, how she make you feel in the good times. The bad times are so bad that, you know what, I need to exit this situation before I make a big mistake. And right now, if we are able to capture this conversation and articulate this to the generations behind us, we will not have to say, well, I'm a man enough to say I made these mistakes. We got to remember, this conversation is so wonderful to be having right now, because 30 years ago, this would be taboo. Because
yeah.
Mama and Daddy, Big Mama accepted Big Daddy hitting on her and still loved him for 50 years.
Okay,
yeah.
And Aaron, I'm glad to have you here tonight. You said a mouthful right there.
Mm-hmm.
And I have Charlene, I believe, and Nene that's joining the conversation. But before you two ladies join the conversation, let me say this, because this has been placed on my mind here. Young men and young women, wherever you are in the world, and you're listening to this show, please take heed to what everyone on this show is saying. You can see the signs. Don't ignore them.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want our young girls to end up in the grave. We don't want our young men to end up in the grave. We don't want them to, either the man or the woman, to get so frustrated behind the domestic abuse abuse. Excuse me, guys, but this is just so passionate. We don't want you to end up in prison behind something that you simply could have walked away from.
Mm-hmm.
So please, please take heed to what you're hearing here. Just as Aaron has pointed out, years ago, you wouldn't even had the opportunity to hear this conversation and kind of keep your life on track. So please take heed to it. Let me hear. We have Nene. Are you there?
Yes.
Nene, let's hear your take on the domestic violence front. Is there ever an appropriate time for a man to hit a woman?
No, it's not.
Never.
It's never an appropriate time for a man to hit a woman. For the simple fact, we as women have already been raised just as the man has been raised. It was raised by our parents, so there was no point for a man to hit a woman or for a woman to hit a man. What is supposed to happen once you're hit? The only thing that's going to happen is you're going to end up hating that man, and it could even be to the point that you end up hating all men, you know, or vice versa for a man. And it doesn't make any sense because, I mean, what are they trying to prove? What are you trying to prove? You can't make anybody do what you want them to do. They, you know, each and every individual have their own opinion about things, and they have their own mind, and they're going to do what they want to do regardless to whether you hit them or not. So what is hitting them going to do? Make them run away, make them hate you, cause havoc in the relationship. And then sometimes, you know, I was listening and y'all were saying something about the women need to learn to walk away or what have you. In some situations, the women do try to walk away. And once they try to walk away, the man continues to provoke the situation, so it continues to go on. It's not like it's going to stop because one walk away and the other one has to have the willpower to walk away just as well. If both parties aren't willing to walk away, it's not going to solve the problem. And it's not going to help the situation. It's just going to continue to make it even worse.
Okay.
And that's all I had one to say.
Okay, and Nene, we appreciate you joining us tonight. I know it's your first time being on the show. We also want to extend that we would like for you to join us anytime you feel the need. We're on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 10 p.m., okay? You dial the same number or you log on to the same website, silentwordsunleashed.com. And we also have a lot of shows out there for anyone that wants to go back and listen to some of the archive shows. So once again, we appreciate you joining us. Please stay with us as you can give input throughout the show. Charlene, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How you doing, Charlene? Let's hear your opinion on should a... Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Let's hear your opinion on if a man, is there ever an appropriate time for a man to hit a woman?
Well, okay, no, ever. I can say yes and no, okay? It shouldn't happen if he's trying to gain control of her mind and her soul, okay, and her everyday way of living. But if he feels that his life is threatened, he has to do something to defend himself, just like the woman would. Okay? There are women who also even batter and abuse men, too. All right.
Okay.
Now, myself, I was... Hello?
Yes, we're here.
Hello?
Yeah, we're still here. We can hear you.
Okay. Unfortunately, some back in 1999, I spent some time in the penitentiary, along with some 19 and 20 year old girls who were in there for murder.
Okay.
I asked them, I said, "Who did you murder?" And they all said boyfriends or husbands. From there, I learned when I left there. I learned one thing when I came back home to my support group, and I heard one sister talk about how this is a same-sex relationship that they were talking about, domestic violence in a relationship. Is it okay for two women to fight? No, it's not. Is what is man, two men or what? But I said to a lot of the women in there, which really kind of shocked them to hear this from me, if you're in a relationship and it looks like it's going to get bad and you see the signs are there and you're not comfortable with certain things, leave, because you'll end up in the penitentiary looking at those same 19-year-olds who are spending the rest of their life, because a woman will say, I'm tired of him beating me. I'm not going to let him do it again. I'm going to kill him the next time. And he may even say, you know what, I'm tired. This is the last time I want to kill her. I'm tired of beating her. She's not going to listen. It could be an accident, okay? But now you're spending the rest of your time in the penitentiary because somebody got stupid and said, hey, this is the last time I'm going to punch you out. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and another thing, too, a lot of the women and men, too, who are raising children,
Uh-huh. We're getting a lot of feedback there. I don't know where it's coming from, but we're getting a lot of feedback there. Let me ask, and that's one of the things that we want to avoid, young men and young women, people of all ages. We want to avoid you being put in a position where you have to defend yourself and end up having to spend time behind bars for something that we could avoid. Let me ask Carolyn, and let me ask all the women on the panel and also the men. So that's everybody out there. We hear a lot of women that say, I was afraid to leave. I was afraid to leave. Is it possible to be so afraid that you don't want to leave that person?
I mean, yeah, if that person tells you, I will kill you, if you leave me, I will kill you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Carolyn, were you giving some input there? Because we got about six different answers. We got about six different answers. So, let me work through it so we can make sure everyone is heard. Let's go with Carolyn first.
Yes, a woman can be in it out of fear. I was, because he told me, not through the whole 8 years, but I say about six of those, if you leave me, I will kill you. And I thought it was a joke. You know, I used to laugh and tell my homegirls, you know, he said if I leave him, you know, he'll kill me and laugh about it. But not knowing in his mind that he was actually serious, you know, that if I did leave him, he was going to kill me.
Okay.
And he attempted to do that, and we were discussing about the gun thing and going, you know, killing the boyfriends or husbands and going to prison. I was thinking about that because I go to Gatesville every 3 months and talk to the women in this class called Changes. And I was telling them about how the incident went down, and there was a time when him and I were tussling back and forth for the gun when he had it aimed at my mother, you know, but he did gain control of the gun. But just think, if I had gained control of the gun and shot and killed him, I'd be in Gatesville right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of it's a bad situation. That's
mm-hmm.
all I can say. And once again, guys, I want everybody to understand, Carolyn is going to have a full platform on Tuesday, so I need everyone to tune back in. And she's going to be able to go in detail about her particular situation. Let's go with Jackie on the last question. I think you gave some feedback there about can a woman be too afraid to leave? And then we're going to have Rocky Miller. He's going to join the show. And, Rocky, I have your mic open so you can also participate in the conversation. Darnese, Jackie, Charlene, Nini. Can a woman, and Terrell, your mic is open as well. Can you be too afraid, and let's hear from Nene first, to leave the bad situation?
Yes, you can be too afraid to leave a bad situation. That's just like a child being molested by a man. The man tell the child, okay, if you tell somebody this is going on, I'm going to kill you, or this is something that you must take to your grave with you. That child is going to be scared to tell, and that child is also going to be scared to get out of the situation. Then if that child has siblings, you know, I mean, it's just, yes, a person can be too scared to leave or to get out of any type of situation, especially when they're being tortured or tormented, and nobody really knows what's going on behind those closed doors, even though they may see the bruises or what have you like that. But as far as what's being told to them, the reason that they're staying in that relationship, nobody ever knows but the person that's saying it and the person that's going through it.
Okay, okay. And then we're going to go to is there anyone else that wants to comment on the women being afraid to leave the relationship?
I'd like to comment on that.
Okay, someone said they do. Go ahead.
This is Charlene.
You said, okay.
It's basically if they haven't been exposed to anything like this, they're not going to recognize, wow, this must be love. Because, it's got to be love. He's saying that he'll kill me if I leave. So he's kicking at her self-esteem at the same time. And if their self-esteem is so low, yeah, they're going to accept whatever they have there, with him. Another thing, mm-hmm. too, a lot of women allow their sons to let them see their daddy beat on them. So they grow up thinking, hey, it's okay for me to beat on my woman. My father did it. And then the daughters also accept it because they say, hey, that man beat me. My mother used to do it, so it must be love. They stay together. So we need to also respect ourselves in front of our children, too, as well, because they learn from us and what they see. Okay, so I don't know. It irks me to see even a man curse at his daughter. His wife in front of the children. That's verbal abuse is worse than a fist, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Now let me Rocky, before we come to you. Our producer, they're doing a great job, his team, of placing things up on the website. And we have some information that's on the Solid Words Unleashed website. The source is, I believe that's toxic.com and also Yahoo Answer. The question that's posed to you guys is there ever a right time for a man to hit a woman? And these are some of the answers that came back from those sources when the question was put out there. So I'm going to take a little time here. Y'all bear with me and read some of these. Number one, there's only a few circumstances when it's okay to hit a woman. If she's getting physical with anyone in your family or close friend, or if she is literally going to kill someone. Number two, well, realistically, if a woman violently attacks me and I can't restrain her, I'd baptize her on the concrete. I don't care if she lifts weights or can't fight. That was answer number two. Number three that we have listed here is never. If you have to hit her, then you don't need to be with her. And we've heard that time and time, echoed here time and time again tonight. It's only number four, it's only appropriate to hit a woman if she says it's okay and probably only her husband should do it to her. And I lost my train of thought when this guy is saying, if she tells her husband it's okay, I don't think anybody wants to be beat. Am I wrong? And with a fist, not with the fist, just an open hand, but on the side of her head, not the face. So this person is actually saying that it's okay if the woman says it's okay to hit her, and only her husband should be able to do it, and not with his fist, with an open hand on the side of the head.
He probably do it then.
God, people. There's a difference between beating and putting a bitch in her place.
Oh, wow.
Condone beating, but if a woman is tough enough to hit a man, she damn well better be tough enough to get hit back. Now, I'm not knowing if this is coming from men or women, but I'm just reading it to you live and direct as it's posted there. Number six, that was number five. Number six, never hit a woman. It's very wrong. Usually men that hit women don't have the guts to hit a man.
Woo-hoo!
If you want to hit someone, hit a man instead of picking on an innocent woman. Okay? And let me see. I missed some instructions because some of those things I was told not to read. I think I've already done it. Oh, my. It's live radio, guys. My producer says you're good. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead. Well, I guess he's saying I'm good. Stop there. And if he tells me to go on, I'll go on with the last one, number seven. Okay, but I mean, and once again, that's a snapshot of reality. That's a snapshot of the world. Doesn't mean it's right, but that's a snapshot of what's out there. Okay, so he says, no, don't read number seven. So if you guys want to see number seven, please go to the website, Silent Words Unleashed, and make sure that you read that. Once again, on a better note, and Rocky, we're going to come to you next, so get ready. There's a $1,000 scholarship available. The Texas Caucus of Black School Board Members is offering a scholarship. It's a $1,000 scholarship that will be awarded. The deadline to apply is February the 1st, 2010. Let me see. You complete the application that's listed below, and there's an address that you mail it to. All the information is listed here on silentwordsunleashed.com. Please make sure that we're taking advantage of that. Please make sure that you're taking advantage of that. And it will be awarded to requirements is the applicant must be African-American, have a B or a 3.0 average or above, and is graduating from a Texas public school in 2010. So that's this upcoming school year. Let's make sure that we take advantage of that scholarship, guys. Let's make sure that we do that. Once again, that's what I call drama news. It's real live news. Doesn't have to be the drama that we think of, but that's good news. So let's make sure that we take advantage of it. Now, moving right back into our topic, we have Rocky Miller that has joined us. Rocky, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Rocky, tonight I'm pretty sure that you've heard what we're talking about as far as the topic. I'm going to go ahead and repeat it anyway. Tonight, is there ever a time for a man to hit a woman? This is Domestic Violence Month. I think Domestic Violence Month is equivalent to Black History Month. It's too short. It should be a 12-month thing. But I do appreciate our president for signing the bill into law and giving the money towards this cause. That's listed on our website as well, so let's make sure that we read that bill and know what's there. So if you can reap some of those benefits, let's make sure that you get it. Go ahead, Rocky.
All right. I can honestly say that I don't believe that there's ever an appropriate time to hit a woman with your hand, fist, knee, foot, heel, whatever. But, you know, the hitting a woman term can be also used for something else, you know, on a lighter note. So, but there's
there
never
a. There you go, Roger.
No, there's never an appropriate time to hit a woman. I just believe that now, are there things that can provoke a person to hit a woman? Sure there are, but I don't think there's ever an appropriate time to resort to violence, period, and that's toward a man or a woman. However, there are circumstances, even me, who is very much a nonviolent person, who very much believes that there's no place for violence. To say that there is not a situation where I could be provoked to hit a woman, I'm not naive enough to think that you know, I'm above any type of retaliation. But I think everybody in those circumstances, when you talk about domestic violence, I think every family has to agree that they won't resort to violence as a solution. And if you are living with a man or a woman who will not commit to that and who will not behave appropriately, I think no matter how you slice it, it's going to end bad if you leave violence on the table as an option for either of you. So, ladies, men, I think it's very important upon you guys getting together in a relationship to agree to leave violence off the table, because there's nothing about violence that promotes what a relationship should be about, which is love, understanding, caring, commitment, and trust. There's nothing There's no, you can't develop any of those things with violence.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's where I'm at.
Okay, and Rocky, I agree with some of the things you're saying. There's never a time to resort to violence. Here's the thing: we're talking about the domestic violence issue here tonight. We're going to scan the panel. A big part of domestic violence, or this show, is presenting real talk, and then how can we prevent it? So let me ask the women, and also, and then we'll go on to the men. How would you approach a new relationship? Rocky said something about we have to make sure that violence is not an option. Okay. How will we prevent that? What kind of questions should we ask? So Jackie, you're meeting a man. You're meeting a man that you just met. What kind of questions would you ask him to see if he's been an abuser in the past?
I don't necessarily think that there are a group of questions that you can ask an abuser and they will give you an honest answer. I think that in the words of my brother/cousin, you have to watch the moves they make. You just have to be observant of the person. If you know, I feel like if the person is really jealous or, I mean, you know, they're going to show you if they've been abused. At some point it's going to come out, and it's going to come out fairly early in a relationship. So I don't think that there are any a group of questions that you can particularly ask. Because if you are a naive person and they may be showing you that they are an abuser, but you don't see those, you're being naive, and so you don't see them. So, you know, you just gotta kind of watch the moves they make.
Okay, so you want to watch the moves that the people make. Okay,
yeah.
I totally agree. I know one of the people that have constantly reinforced that and told you that. I think that probably would be me. But let's go with Darnice. Darnice, let me ask you. What kind of screening process would you go through? What kind of questions would you ask up front to kind of feel this person out?
I'm like Jackie. I don't really think that there are some questions that I can ask the person. I just have to get to know that person, and if there's things about him that, you know, that sends up that red flag, then, you know, I need to make some decisions. But I don't really think there's any questions that I can ask that he's going to tell me, yeah, I beat my last girl. You know what I'm saying? I just.
Okay. Carolyn. Are you there, Carolyn?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, let's hear from you. I know you go out and you do a lot of speaking engagements. Like you say, you go to Gatesville and you talk to women. Is there a screening process?
I remember on one airplane ride home, one of the young ladies that I took with me, we were having this very discussion, and she said the three questions that she would ask a new gentleman that she's meeting, you know, one, has he ever hit his girl, you know, hit a woman? Two, has he been tested? Three, has he ever been to prison/jail/prison?
And see how he
answers those questions.
Okay. One thing that I want to point out, and Aaron, I'm going to come to you next, and I want to ask you the same question that I'm asking late. I've heard a lot of older women tell their daughters or their nieces or a friend or girlfriends that if you, on a first date with a man, pay attention to the way that he treats the waitress. And if he treats the waitress bad, he'll treat you bad. Is that just an urban myth, or is that something that we could look at and follow?
I think there's some truth to that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there could be some truth to that.
I think there's some truth to that.
Okay. And Darren has joined our conversation. Darren, are you there?
Yes, I'm there.
Okay, Darren, I know you've been listening in. Tonight our topic is, is there ever a right time for a man to hit a woman? Let's hear your point of view on that.
Well, son, I'm just going to be straight. So I don't never think it's the right time to hit a woman. You know, I've never, well, I ain't going to say never, because I've had a deal where a woman, I was sitting at the table, you know, around a group of people, and a woman just pretty slapped the mess out of me for no reason at all. You know, I mean, for whatever reason she did it, I found out to be no reason, because it wasn't caused for it, really. You know what I'm saying? So my reaction was, you know, God, dog. Well, I didn't say dog, but I'm saying dog now, but I said something else. But she had a bunch of relatives around her and everything, you know. So what I did, you know, instead of putting my hands on her, I had to get my point across. So I turned around and I hit her as hard as I could on the back of her butt. You know, and that's the only time I can say I ever hit a woman. But when I tell you I hit on the back of her butt, and you ever been paddling school where they take a board and hit you, you know, that's how I did her, you know. And I got my board across, you know, letting them know, hey, you don't do me like that. You know what I'm saying? So
okay.
That's the only time I ever put my hands on a woman, man. I'm being honest, you know. But I didn't hit her in her face. I didn't bust a lip, knock her eye out. I just tried to hit her on the back of that cheek. You know, and let her know, hey, don't do me like that. You know, and I never had that problem with her no more neither. You know.
Okay, so basically you made a point is I could hit you in your face this hard.
Yeah, basically, you know, but please don't do me like that no more. You know what I'm saying? Because it really wasn't cause for it, you know.
She might have liked that, man.
I wouldn't have done hit her in her face or nothing like that, because I'm just not that type of person, you know. But I did get my point across, you know.
Okay, and tonight we're talking about domestic violence, and I just want to say this. I want to say this, Darren. I appreciate you being honest. I appreciate everyone on the show being honest and giving us a real snapshot of life. But there are a lot more. There are some people that would be more offended by you hitting her on the butt than slapping her in the face. There's a lot of people out there that say that's very disrespectful. That was womanistic or chauvinistic and all those different kind of things. So there's a lot of people that will be offended no matter how you treat this situation. There's a lot of guys that and I'm just gonna use just because it's real, it's grown folks radio. The guy that walks away, there's a lot of people that's going to say, look at that punk ass, you know, such and such, such and such.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they're doing the right thing, there's a lot of people that's going to look down on you for doing the right thing and turning your back and walking away.
So,
right?
Well, ladies, I got a question. I got a question, Robert. Can I ask the ladies a question?
Go ahead, sir.
How when the times when you're not acting like a lady, how do you think you deserve to be treated? The times when I'm not saying that any of you have, but surely some of you have witnessed some other women acting outside of how a lady should act, stepping outside of what's ladylike, and they may have hit a man, they may have cussed a man, they may have spit on a man, they may have punched him, slapped him, hit him. Ladies, tell me, what's the appropriate way for a man to deal with that?
But women are not children. We don't need to be reprimanded for our behaviors not being ladylike. Now, those things that you mentioned, you know, I'm sure it's upsetting, and it may even cause a man to want to hit her. But you got to remember that women are grown. We're grown people, and we don't need to be reprimanded. And that's what it sounds like you're asking.
No. I'm saying the lady who slapped Darren wasn't ladylike. I've on occasion been hit by a lady, and I've even been spat on by a lady. So on those occasions, and I'm not talking about, you know, ladylike from not being, not misbehaving, so to speak. I'm talking about the times that they've gotten in a situation where they physically confronted a man. How do you feel like you should be treated?
You should probably ask those ghetto women. I don't think any of us act like that.
Okay. No, no, no. I mean, no. I say you witnessed that, surely, haven't you?
Not all of us can witness stuff like that.
No, no, no. Oh, so some of you have never seen a lady hit a man.
Yeah, I have.
Have you seen a lady possibly spit on another man? Have you seen a lady throw something at a man? You understand? So how should she have been treated from a lady's point of view?
In other words, put yourself in the man's shoes.
When I think of that situation, I'm wondering, is she being provoked?
Hold on now, ladies. This is where I'm getting to the heart of it. This is where I'm going on. What I'm going is, everybody knows what a man is when he hits a woman, but no one really knows what a lady is when she hits a man.
She's a little girl. That's what she is. This is Aaron.
Go ahead, Aaron.
She's a little girl. Can I say something real quickly? Because,
yes, go ahead, sir.
We're talking about domestic violence, and it has been my experience to see that before anyone strikes anyone, if it leads up to someone, you know, hitting a person, domestic violence has already taken place. I mean, the verbal abuse, the mental abuse, the emotional abuse has already taken place on both sides, you know, to lead a man to hit a woman to hit a man. So that's I think one of the issues that we really should be able to target or should target is, you know, those signs to know when you are unequally yoked, when it ain't going to work, because I have seen that a person only attracts people of their almost same maturity level.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you got two immature folks getting together, the only other outcome that you're going to see is them slapping each other around.
Exactly.
So I think there has to be a level, there has to be a point where we can say to one another, this is not going to work out. You asked a question earlier, and I wanted to just kind of quickly answer. You asked if there are any questions you ask someone when you're first meeting them about, you know, a screening process, if you should say. And I think I have, you know, when I've entered into relationships, the first question I've always asked is that, you know, have you ever been in an abusive relationship? And I think this is a question that, you know, either they're going to lie to you or tell you the truth, and then you're going to have to watch by their actions afterwards, because from what I've seen, the people who've been in abusive relationships, they've been so abused to a degree as far as emotionally and even physically that, you know, me tying up with them or being involved with them at this point might not even be an option for me, because I've grown in a maturity level that I don't even know how to approach that. I don't even know how to work with that, and I don't think it can lead to anything productive. I mean, there has to be a time where we can, you know, teach our fellow, especially African-American, I really can't stress that more than anything, really teach our African-American brothers and sisters that, hey, you know, you've got to know what you want out of a relationship. You've got to be man and or woman enough to know what you can put into a relationship, and then you have to be strong enough to yourself to say, what I will not tolerate within a relationship, period. And you
taking that into consideration, when we're talking about domestic violence here, Aaron, and the responsibility of keeping a relationship nonviolent, I believe is disproportionately being the accountability is disproportionately being the man is being held accountable for making sure that the relationship is not nonviolent. And I want to state, it's not just his responsibility. You are correct. It's not just a man's responsibility to keep the relationship nonviolent. But when anytime we're talking about domestic violence, we're always talking about what he did to her.
Mm.
Nobody ever addresses what she did to him. And I'm saying the ends don't justify the means, but there's responsibility for both parties. And that's what
there's a reason.
You have to talk about the responsibility for both parties.
Now,
Well, there's a reason why I think so.
Yeah.
Because
hold on, guys. Darnese, is that Darnese?
That wasn't me.
That's Jackie.
Okay, Jackie, let's hear what Jackie has to say, and Aaron, then I want you to continue. We have about 5 minutes, and I'm going to have to cut away a few minutes because I have to end this last segment with Carolyn. So let's go ahead, Jackie, and then let's get Aaron to finish his thought.
Now, all I was going to say was I thought that at the beginning of the show, you said that we were going to have a night where we were going to talk about domestic men being abused by women.
Yes, we will.
Okay, so tonight we're talking about women. That's why we are focusing so on males fighting women and abusing women, because
right.
It's women night. When we get to male night, then we'll talk about how the males abuse the men. And I also want to say, while I have the floor here, is I just want to commend Ms. Thomas for being a voice for those of us that have been abused by ex relationships. I really commend you, and I my prayers go out to you to stay strong and continue to do what you've been doing.
Thank you.
Okay, and guys, I'm gonna have to cut away. I'm gonna have to cut away here. The producers are telling me that we have some things that we have to roll into. So if you'll go ahead and mute all of the lines, sir, except for Carolyn, please, and then we'll start wrapping this up. I like to say first, before I get into this with Carolyn, I like to thank Jackie, who's a show. She's one of our panelists. I like to thank Darren Terrell and Rocky Miller, who is also one of our panelists, Makita. I want to thank Amanda. She's a regular here on the show. I want you guys to continue to dial in and support the show. I appreciate it. Darnese, Carolyn, also Nene. This is your first time calling in tonight, but we appreciate you calling in. Please. Continue to support the show. I think I already talked about Rocky and Darren. If I missed anybody, we also had Charlene call and Aaron. We appreciate your input here tonight, and please continue to join us and spread the word. I want to talk to Carolyn here one-on-one, and before I do that, Carolyn, let me let everyone know that if you need anything printed, I have to support the people that's paying the bills here. If you need anything printed, any graphics work done, Dallas Cardworks is a place for you to get that done. Dallas Cardworks, the sponsors are listed on our website at silentwordsunleashed.com. Also, the Dex Salon in Austin, Prosperity Tax Service in Waco, Texas. We want to make sure that you cater to those businesses if you have an opportunity. Carolyn.
Yes.
Carolyn will be joining us on Tuesday, and we're going to give Carolyn an opportunity to have an open forum show, and we're going to ask everybody to call in and listen to the show. I want everyone to pass this along to all your friends. We need to make sure that you're here. Carolyn, if you can kind of set up some of the things you went through real quick before we run out of time, I'd appreciate it.
Basically, it was physical abuse and mental and emotional abuse, just, you know, and other types of abuse that I wasn't familiar with that, you know, I found out later that was abuse, you know, like by having me to change the church that I go to so I can go to church with your mother so she can watch me. So, you know, religion also, he abused that too as well. So there'll be a lot of things that I'll be talking about.
Okay. And I tell you guys that you do not want to miss this. You do not want to miss this. We have about 30 seconds left. Let me end by saying this. This was an open discussion, a lot of different opinions that you didn't expect to hear. You heard it, but that's our world. We're working to change that. We work as a team, and we'll get this done. Carolyn's links and her pictures and photos have been added to the front page of our website at silentwordsunleashed.com. Please take the time to go out and look at that and share that website with your friends and your family. You've been listening to Silent Words Unleashed. Carolyn, we love you. We're going to support everything that you're doing. We're going to do it to the best of our ability. And we want everyone to be able to hear you on Tuesday because you have a story that needs to be heard. And we thank you, and we enjoyed having you tonight as well as everyone else. LJM,
thank you too.
Take it away.
might be my friend. Solid words only. Tell the world what it thinks.
Yep.
Solid words only. Tell the world what it thinks.
Yep.
Solid words only. Tell the world what it thinks.
Yep.
Solid words only. Tell the world what it thinks.
Yep.
What the topic of conversation they wanna know? LJM is the producer, Robert Drake the host. We keep it real, state your opinion. Get your phone up and dial in and listen.
You in tune to Silent Words Unleashed. My name is Robert Drakes and I'm your host, and we're broadcasting live from DCW Studios in Dallas, Texas.
Join the conversation.
A Napa guy knows the good thing about an old truck is you can treat it like an old truck, meaning however you want. Because the paint job looks best covered in mud. Dents build character, and unpaved roads are unscientifically proven to be 70% more fun. And with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep that thing running longer, stronger. Because it's not old, it's broken in. That's Napa know-how.